I don't know how you feel looking at this, but our read of the situation, I think most folks in Toronto's read, is the Leafs have kind of presented evidence to their general manager that, you know, if you can add something that is going to put this team over the top, do it. Because I think this team has checked off a lot of boxes so far.
Well, Jeff and Steven, thanks for inviting me on your show, and I would agree with that assessment. Although I would have to say, I covered the game last night, and I followed the Leafs, so often over the years, that this edition of the team I really, really like. I'm not sure if I'm the general manager that I'm going to rush out and add something. It would certainly depend upon the cost, because I like the team a lot. I think last night was a great example of just how solid this team is. That was a really, I wouldn't say workmanlike win, but it was just a solid win. I just really felt, even when Calgary tied it up 3-3 with a shorthanded goal in the third period, I just thought that Toronto, they have the perfect mindset right now. And, in previous years, they've always shown flashes where they're very, very good. But I always questioned their mindset. And right now, I just think that they're really comfortable playing any style of game. And I would agree with your assessment, Jeff. I don't think they've ever been better defensively. And they really concentrate on that. And it's evident throughout every game now.
Well, you know, and I think, Kelly, I think workmanlike's an okay word, though. You know, because you need a few of those,
yeah.
Right? You need a few.
Yeah.
You need to grind a few of those out. And the other thing is, you know, they had that wobble after those spectacular games they played against Edmonton, where they looked, you know, they just looked so, so good, and they wobbled immediately after that. But, you know, it seems to me that the wobble happened at the right time for them, right? That you need, you know, a little midseason adversity. You got to question yourself a little bit, look yourself in the mirror. The coach, you know, has some talking points after that. But, you know, they have, Jeff alluded to kind of some of the stuff they've, you know, you have proven you can win without your number one goaltender, although this, you know, Jack Campbell's playing like a one. That, you know, you can win with some guys available, some guys not. But I think coming through that little midseason test, probably, you know, the timing couldn't have been better in some ways in terms of getting yourselves ready to play in the spring.
You're right, Steven. And I like the word wobble. The other thing is, and it kind of occurred to me, because teams can go through this, and individually as players, you can go through it. Sometimes you get a little bit bored, and you look at the Leafs and how well they're playing, and all of a sudden it becomes a little bit ho-hum, you know, we're solid, okay, we've lost a game, and it doesn't really grab your attention that much, and, you know, you look at your record, you go, well, we're certainly the cream of the Scotia North, there's no question about that, we knew that going in, okay, you lose a couple more, you're like, yeah, you know, every team goes through it, and it becomes a little bit more concerning. But having said that, I don't think it was any of us were really all that concerned, and it was just one of those little things that you go through. And, yeah, we always talk about adversity is always a good thing. But I just think the makeup of the team, they were way too solid to, you know, you look at it and go, okay, this is going to be something that we're going to be concerned about in another month. And you knew that wasn't going to be the case. I look at every line, and I find a lot of qualities throughout that lineup. And their defensive pairings are really, really solid. Their goaltending, as you mentioned, I never would have expected the kind of season from Jack Campbell. Now, I will say this, I'm still concerned about that injury problem and moving forward and the schedule in particular in the playoffs. And we're hearing, depending on this COVID protocol, we're hearing potentially in the first round you could play 4 games in 5 nights. We know how difficult that could be if you're nursing some sort of injury or protecting an injury. So that would be my number one concern right now. Other than that, I just love the lineup.
Do you think Jack Campbell can be the guy, point blank?
I hesitate only because of the injury. Other than that, yes, I do.
Okay.
I think, you know, he's a wonderful story. What he played in his career. He's 29 years old, and I think last night was the 73rd career game. I think just his mindset, he's talked recently about previously in his career, he was way too hard on himself. His expectations were high, which is a great thing, but sometimes you push yourself so hard, and it just appears to me, and I think you guys would agree, he looks like he's having the time of his life. Like, he's really finally learned how to enjoy this and learn to enjoy the entire journey, because there's so many highs and lows playing goal, right? You know, that's one of the things that really drew me to the position. Every day was unique. Every day was different. You know, every situation and every game was different. Every practice was different. And he's finally learned to embrace that and enjoy it.